Unun dana njanta lapi ndameni oko kela inhlanganiso ye-Operation Dudula. Namhla wethu le umbiko enkundleni yokuxhumana e-Twitter esithi sesifikile isikhathi sokuthi izizalwane zakwale South Africa zithathe ngamandla imisebenzi yalabo abathola ukudla okuthengwa ebulenjini be-intanethi lokuhambisa ezindlini lemisebenzini. UDlamini uthi inhlanganiso yakhe isithuthuna imisebenzi eminingi njengoba kukhanya engani uhulumende kamongameli Cyril Ramaphosa kafisi ukungenela kudaba lolu. UMnumzana Teboho Sikhondo, isizalwane sakwale South Africa esisekela okwenziwa yinhlanganiso ye-Operation Dudula, uthi abantu bokuza benza okungaqondanga elizweni lakwale South Africa.
Ukuthi baphushe lenza ukuthi izwe libe nomthetho ku-right. Mele umthetho u-restore. No akona ukuthi azibafuna abafethu. Inkinga nje nabo abakhuzana. Uma kungaba khona ukukhuzana ukuthi mawazi ukuthi umkhaya wakho akekho right, umkhuzi uthi ngoba ekugcineni impi mayisuka abantu abasabheki ukuthi ubani uphumaphi, sebabheka ukuthi wonke umuntu uyinhlupho kahle kahle lophuma ngaphandle.
Kodwa uthi kubi kakhulu okwenziwa ngabanye abantu kwele South Africa ababulala u-Elvis Nathi e-Deep Sloot.
Ukufa komuntu akusiyinto esingayikhondona leyo, sithi into ungathi kufinja. No, umuntu lohambile akusiyona inja, futhi angeke nje kahle kahle ngivumele into enjalo. Ngoba uyabona into eyenzekile, iproblem yaze iqala pho nabaduma. Iqala la kumedia. Imedia inenkinga enkulu especially yala South Africa, ngazi yaseZimbabwe, but imedia yala South Africa iyona ifuela izinto ngesinye isikhathi, uyabo. Then ekugcineni kuze kuphume lokuthi abantu vele abasenandaba, yabona. Even ngasho ukuthi nalapha kunomuntu ovele ezinye izinto like kakhulukazi ezikhava ezenzeka makushone abantu base-South Africa abazikhava, then makushone mhlawumbe umuntu wangaphandle bayazikhava. That's when lento leyo enye yezinto ezidala ini ukuthi kube kutheleke upetroli emlilweni.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngunkosazana Nonkululeko Sithole, isizalwane sakwale-South Africa esihlala e-Cape Town, othi abantu bokuza bayamosha kwele-South Africa.
Awukwazi ukuhamba uyongena esibayeni somunye umuntu. First of all, ungena ngokungemthetho. Secondly, uyaganga. Kunabantu abezela ngokungemthetho abamoshayo as they please. And then ngeke baze babanjwe ngoba abanama-documents. And then akusiwa amaZimbabweans kuphela amosha le country la. Ngihlala e-Kempton Park. Yabona manje kube kuthiwa ngisebenzisa i-Wi-Fi bengizophuma nale phone yami le nginibonise. Ama-Nigerians agcwele estradini afida iy'ngane zethu ama-drugs, athengisa ama-drugs, which is wrong.
UNkosazana Hlanjiwe Sithole odabuka kwele Zimbabwe uthi okwamanje kusobala ukuba umnotho wakwele South Africa uyabhidlika. Uyakhala ngokukhahlanyezwa kwabantu bokuza abenza imisebenzi ephansi labanye.
Sasey South Africa lana esasiyazi from kudala iyaphansi, ayiphezulu, bekunanzelele. Kodwa benga-excuse ama-foreigners njalo ukuze ilizwe labo lirane, kumele bawabonge la ama-foreigners, because amaZimbabweni athatha any job. Ama-foreigners adubekile, athatha any job, abangakwanisi ukuzenzela bona ngokwabo, abayifundi leyo msebenzi. Khathesi kuthiwa kufele sele uba ngugadena. Ugadena sure, ukudayisa amatamatisi ulalela umuntu isifazane sakuthena udayiselana amatamatisi. Kule msebenzi abangayilwela bakithi, abangayilwela belwisane le-government ukuthi hawu siqhatshelana ama-foreigners, thina sikhona la sithole izetifiketi zethu nanzi, kodwa liphrife ukuyathatha abantu omakhelwane njani? Lokho kuyazwakala, hayikho lokho hatshi lokho okuthi kubulawela umuntu ukuthi ungugadena.
Kulabanye abantu abadabuka eZimbabwe abethuswe umkhakhaso we-Operation Dudula abathi sebebuyela ekhaya. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise-Washington DC, ngingo-Kip Stube.